provided they paid their taxes, provided they furnished troops for the Mongol army, and provided they paid personal homage to the great Khan all the way back in Karakorum. Although the Mongols contributed very little to Russian culture, they did tolerate Russian ways. They even allowed the Orthodox Church to name a bishop for the Mongol capital city of Sarai. Perhaps they believed that permitting religious freedom would make the Russians less likely to rise up. Whatever the reason, the Orthodox faith kept the Russian people together and preserved the remainder of Kievan Rus culture. As the Mongol Empire began to fall apart, the Golden Horde loosened its hold a little bit. After a while, the Mongols allowed the Russians to collect the all-important taxes themselves. A letter of patent called the Yarlik was granted to one or another of the princes of Rus, making him the Great Khan's chief tax collector. The holder of the Yarlik automatically received the title Grand Prince and received the right to use Mongol troops against tax cheats or against anybody else who displeased him. Because Great Novgorod had avoided capture by the Golden Horde, its government was allowed to develop in its own way.